Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 324. And we're not at MGC anymore.
We're not at MGC.
That sucks. But we are at home, and we are on Skype, and we are talking, and we're going to talk about some games. My name is Chris Ferricchio, and today we are going to have, kind of an improvised show. We're going to do some distractions, some news, some new releases, some emails. If you guys send some indus questions, I think we'll do some of those as well. But we do have a new question of the week for you for next week, so stay tuned for that. But before we do that, let's see what's going on. I'm here with Jason Aistriker.
What?
And hey. Jeff Chorney.
Word up.
And what's up, guys? How you doing? I feel bad that we're not we're not hanging out anymore. Jason, what's going on?
Kind of bummed.
I know. It sucks.
MGC is too short.
I know. It's only 2 days, man. It's not long enough.
Not with you fuckers in the same room.
We did make a decision, though.
What was that?
The decision was made that if, by some act of God, Indus lasts 10 years, will have another Indus Fest.
Or shoot ourselves!
Well, no, we'll do Indus Fest first, then we'll shoot ourselves.
Countdown. It's like, okay. Countdown to suicide. And our miserable... I'm so depressed! Jesus!
No, stop it.
I was gonna say, I like doing this shit.
I know. Right now, I do this just so I can fucking talk to you guys. So
yeah, pretty much. Things are good. MGC was great. It was amazing seeing you guys. But I am a little depressed. I miss my homies. And yeah,
I always get that post Indus Fest MGC depression.
Yeah, yeah. Days afterwards. When you say goodbye to everybody.
Yeah, that
kind of sucks. Kind of sucks. Mm-hmm. We went through that a lot with Pocket Otaku too. When people were here from AWA. And there were a lot of people that would come for AWA too. So mm-hmm. It was like that first Indus Fest where we had like 40 something people. That's kind of what it was like. Yeah, it was crazy. But it was a good time.
Yeah, things are overall good, I guess. It was weird coming back to work though, I'll tell you that, after being off for like 3-4 days.
Yeah.
And then like people still being out of the office. So it's like, shit, I can't get anything else done. So
right, because PAX East was that week then too.
PAX East was rocking. We had people out on a cover trip and stuff, and it was just bare bones in the office, and I didn't know what to do with myself. It was very strange. And now I'm like overloaded with stuff, and I'm gonna have like, I went in at like 7:30 this morning to try and get shit done, and then left at like, you know, 6:30 tonight.
Yeah,
like, and it's gonna be the same tomorrow and probably Saturday. It's like, damn it, if I could just even out my week, that'd be great.
You work too much, man.
I mean, doing what I love, right?
Right.
Oh, sure.
And then you don't want to do it anymore when you get home, so.
Yeah, pretty much. But, things are pretty good.
Cool. Jeff, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. Same kind of thing. We're only at 2 days of work this week, but that still sucked and felt like forever. I needed to book that because we drove home on the Monday. And Monday, I was basically in a car or a bus for a total of 15 or so hours. And
wow.
That was crazy because Sam and Jeff drove me there and back. And it was funny because the drive there, we pretty much talked the entire way to almost Chicago. I think there was like maybe an hour and a half of quiet time because we're all kind of excited. The way back, there was not so much conversation going because everyone's just kind of like, ugh, just want to get home now and watch the MGC off of us and just like... rest, eat some
Did you guys
vegetables.
End up with any concrud?
Any from what, sorry?
Concrud.
Oh, no, I don't think so. Well,
Jeff's
I don't know. I just...
ass burnt the fucking nose hairs out of my nose.
I will say, the whole drive home, I was not dropping any bombs, which is good, but
well,
the
you
night
just
before...
unloaded on me. That's great.
No, the night before, we went to this Mexican restaurant, and we're all sitting there at like this table. There's probably like 12 of us. And then I had to let it go. It was either crap my pants or do it. It was, and I'm just looking around, and then it just hit people one by one, and almost cleared the entire table. I was like, "Oh yeah, here it is." This waited 3 days this time. It was pretty close.
Oh god.
Well, yeah, no, it was overall a fucking awesome time. I want to give a like special shout outs to, of course, to Sam, Symphonia Sam.
Yeah.
Jeff, for driving me. Animated Fan and Blue Steel for letting me crash in there.
Yeah, that was
room.
Cool. That was cool.
Yeah, like last minute, like, yeah, we have room for one more person. So that was pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, to Terry as well, because Sam and Jeff were going to his place the night before. So if he wasn't going to allow me in there, then there was no me going either. So
that would have been awkward. Yeah.
That would. Hey, we brought someone else. Oh, weird.
By the way, well, Jeff's
sleep
here
outside,
and he's wearing his VG Evo shirt.
I love Retroids. Yeah. Oh my God. The amount of people that wore VG Evo shirts was hilarious.
Oh yeah, there were at least a half dozen people.
It was all
wearing
for
them.
The same reason. Like Sam, the entire way up was like, he was just like, I can't wait to wear my VG Evo shirt and just walk up to Terry and just be like, hey, remember when Retroids was cool? I'm like, oh, man, don't. He'll get mad. But it was pretty funny. But, yeah, it's depressing. I still feel, though, mainly because you're kind of intoxicated from, like, what do you think, like 6 p.m. on the Friday and the Saturday?
Yeah, I feel like it was earlier.
Yeah, it might have been earlier, yeah. I know when we recorded our show, I was feeling like shit, but that's when we cracked out the Sailor, and I was starting to feel better a couple hours after that, obviously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it still wasn't enough time to hang out or talk to as many people as I wanted to, you know?
Yeah,
I still think, like, I barely talked to this person, yeah, and this person, and this person.
It never is.
Yeah.
So, that's but true. Yeah, it was cool. It was cool. So, animated fan. First time I met that guy, he flew in all the way from California.
That's right.
That was cool. Burnicus, he's a listener. He's
Burnicus.
Yes. I don't know if he's Burnicus on Twitter, but I've never met him, and he met us there. He knows me and Biffsticks, I guess, from following each other. And it was just funny because the night, I think you guys went to eat on the Saturday before the party. I think
the Fuddruckers?
Fuddruckers, I think. Because, mm-hmm, yeah, I went to Fuddruckers for lunch that day. So it was me and a few people waiting, and he tweeted me. He's like, hey, I'm going to come meet up with you guys now. So I was sitting by the podcast table. It was like a few of us sitting there, and every single person who walked in, I would just yell, Burnicus! And see what the reaction was. And a couple people would look over and kind of be like, who, me? And I'm like, I don't know. Are you Burnicus? They're like, no. I'm like, oh. And finally he walked in.
That's awesome.
That was cool. Yeah, it's always good to meet new people and shit. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was good times. And now
had a great time.
It was nice to get back home, though, after like 4.5 days of, like, you know, away from T-Zoe, like Tanya and the cat, and my own bed. It was a long trip home, and then after I woke up the next morning, it was that whole post-gathering depression thing suck in.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's other than that, you know, long weekend. Hey, it's Easter weekend. We all got tomorrow off, so.
Yep.
Should be a fun time.
I don't. Damn it.
Yeah, most people don't have tomorrow off, so
they have Monday off?
No.
Or just nothing off?
Nothing off.
No.
It's Easter Sunday. It is not a holiday.
All right, well, sucks to be you guys.
No, I have Friday off. I didn't before in my last job, though. But with working for GM, they like everything's a friggin' holiday. So not as many as you, but
party time all the time at GM.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. So one thing I forgot to mention last week, the week before last, a buddy of mine got married, and
congratulations,
buddy.
Yeah.
Name's Joe. I don't think he listens, but
Friends
he's a
Joe.
Good guy.
Hey, Joe.
Well, if he doesn't listen, he's not a good guy. You can stop being friends with him.
Marriage certificate in your hand.
Do you feel better? So we had his bachelor party on Friday night, and one of the first things that we did is we went ziplining. So I'd never done it before.
Ziplining is fun.
And it was fun, man.
It's scary as shit. If you do the real zip, like how high was it?
Well, the first set that we did wasn't very high. I mean, it was like 30 feet, something like that.
Yeah, it's not that high.
So it's not that high. But after we went through like the first couple of sections in like the level one area, which is like kind of the beginner area, we were like, all right, so we're doing level 2 after this, right? And yeah, everyone was like, yeah, hell yeah, let's do it. And then the next one was about 80 feet up, and it was a line that was about 1,000 feet long going down to the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
So that one was a lot of fun. But yeah, one of the things that tripped me out though is, the zip lining was never a problem, but they have these suspended bridges going from tree to tree, and the bridges are fine, you know, because they have the wood planks in between, and it's like, no big deal, I can step on that. It's not a problem, but they also
and
had
some kid starts jumping on it. Fuck off, kid.
Yeah, absolutely. And all of a sudden you're rocking, but they also had these cable only bridges that are like, there's 3 cables total. There's 1 for your feet and then 2 for your hands. And those were a little iffy.
Thing to it. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like, you're kind of just slowly walking sideways so that you have like a large part of your foot on the cable. And there's like the actual cable bridge goes right like next to a tree, and you have to like basically maneuver around the tree while you're going across the cable bridge. And it was kind of scary at that point. That was the only time that it was ever scary for me, though. But it was a blast, though. We had a great time. We would have kept going if we had time to stay. But we actually ended up leaving about a half an hour late because we decided to do level two. But so that happened, and that was fun. And then, you know, same old stuff. Talked about MGC already. It was a great time. Had lots of games, lots of friends, lots of drinking. Lots of narwhals. Star Wars.
Yeah, right.
And yeah, there was a ton of that. And then, so work this week was what it was. We finished up a sprint this week, had a demo. The business was really, really happy. Got some major praise. Our team got major praise from our project manager, so that was good. And that went to my boss and my boss's boss. So that's always good. And so that was that, you know, that we ended up finishing like all the major functionality of the application that we're working on right now. So we actually have a new sprint starting up where we get to just do cleanup, which is the way it's supposed to be. So that's good. Off tomorrow. So we're planning on going to see a movie. And, unfortunately for Jason, kind of wish she was here. We're going to be playing some Magic tomorrow night.
What?
Yeah. We ordered some pre-con decks. And there's about five or six of us that are going to get together, and we're going to play some Magic tomorrow night.
Oh, son of a bitch.
So, I miss you guys.
Yeah, well, we got Moe's here now, so.
Congratulations.
I don't ever need to come back.
We have Moe's, Barbaritos, Willie's, and Chipotle. So, pick one.
Your warm mouth. We were, like, extremely excited that we got Moe's, because it was a little taste of
home. I do like Moe's.
Speaking of, I had White Castle for the first time.
I'm sorry.
Son of a bitch. Yeah. That was going to be well, my moment with you.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't come up. I don't even think they had them in actual, like, Wisconsin. Well, maybe they had them in Wisconsin, but I think we had it, like, just outside of Chicago, I think.
Okay.
But that's, I can totally see why people say it's okay, but a lot better when you're drunk. That's
yeah.
for sure.
It's nasty. Absolutely. Yeah. It's like Crystal down here.
It's worse. They're like the same thing.
Crystal's
right?
better. Like Crystal's a bit of a better? Step up. Yes.
Really?
Oh, I thought White Castle was supposed to be better.
No.
Oh, Jesus. That's gross. I don't think I ever want to try that. So. Anyway,
I definitely didn't eat like a champ when I was there.
Oh yeah, no doubt, yeah. Man.
No, everything was deep fried and covered in cheese every meal.
Pretty much.
Disgusting. Pretty much. Yeah.
Disgustingly delicious, but yeah.
Had like three burgers while we were there.
Oh my God. Yeah.
But cool. Let's go ahead and move into games. Jason, why don't you start, man? What's distracting this week?
One game in particular, Trials, Fusion.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that the new? Yes. That's a new one, right?
That's the new one. It's finally out. Yeah, it just came out on.
So I have not experienced the Trials game. Is this a good one to start with?
I think any of them are a good ones.
Sure,
to start.
Yeah. They're all very similar. They definitely have their gameplay worked out. So not too many changes with this iteration, but damn, is it fucking pretty. Oh my
God. It is pretty pretty, yeah. Pretty.
Yeah, like some
what
of
are you playing on?
PS4. That's what it came out on first. I'll probably get it for everything else. We'll see. But
right. Like double, triple, quadruple dip.
Yeah, more than likely. Super duper enjoying that. Probably about halfway through the normal missions and
I just finished. Yeah, I think I'm halfway through medium. Okay. I finished the beginner. No, I beat beginner, beat easy. I think I'm on whatever the next one is.
I'm in hard right now, and I'm sure there's one more difficulty after that.
There's quite a few. I think there's like eight.
So how many tracks are there that you go through before? Is it like you go
40,
through?
I think there's 40 that are in the game, like they go through the campaign mode. And then, they're constantly adding shit to it. And there's the create a track thing is pretty nuts. It's like Little Big Planet like, where people just create a whole bunch of crazy stuff.
Oh, nice! Like Mod Nation, but with less loading.
I've never really played Mod Nation, so I do not know. Because it's not just races, tracks. Yeah.
I'm sorry, we just got derailed there. You meant Mod Nation Racers, right?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, I almost threw up my mouth when you said that. That's why I need to kind of gather myself here. But, yeah, except good.
Mod Nation was like good. It just took forever to load.
It's not like Mario Kart though. It's more of a platformer. It sounds weird. It's more of a platformer than a racing game.
Yeah, I was more talking about like the track creation.
Oh,
because Mod Nation had a lot of that in it.
Yeah, yes, it does have a shitload of that.
Pretty well tooled. So they added a bunch of replay. You know, aside from just score chasing, time chasing, whatever. They've added three challenges to every track, and they're pretty wacky. You know, it's like do a particular stunt over this jump, or you know, find this hidden switch, and it'll actually change the perspective of the track, or like flip it or reverse it. You've got to play through it that way. So quite a bit more in terms of like replay value than previous Trials games. So that's certainly welcome. I really like the eye candy. Like there for a while ago there was a post saying that they have like 200 developers on the Red Lynx team for Trials. And it's like, what the fuck are they doing? But
how are they paying them? I mean, I know the trial sells well, but it's only like $15, right?
20 no, it's this 20.
Time. 20 yeah, this time?
To
okay.
Start, and then you can pay 40 for the season pass. But still, yeah. Because, yeah, the gameplay is largely unchanged. But, man.
Oh, for the stunt stuff. Other than that, like now you can do tricks when you're airborne and stuff like that.
True.
But I haven't done that yet because I haven't got to that part.
Yeah,
but
they have.
That's pretty much gameplay wise.
Yeah, at the end of you know, each like section, as it were, they have like a special stunt track where you know they encourage you to use stunts in order to you know accrue a score. But you really don't have to do that during the normal trials. So it's like I don't know, it just feels kind of tacked on. So I'm not real big on it, but they have added four wheelers though. Granted, it's only for certain tracks, but it's a little bit of a different feel, I guess. What else is going on in Trials? That's it. Still have multiplayer.
I find the menus pretty messy. Oh, the multiplayer is only local too, which I just found out, which is disappointing.
Yeah, that's strange. Not that we ever really played multiplayer like online. You know, it's just weird.
I played a little bit here and there.
Okay.
With like C Sharp and shit, but not a lot. Maybe I probably count on one hand how many times I actually played it online.
I can't say that I really liked the multiplayer online before.
Stuff? Yeah.
It's strange because, you know, you can fault as many times as possible. It just kind of subtracts from your score. Like, it just keeps, you know, it's on like an Excitebike track, and you're all in your own lane, and the screen just continually goes from like left to right. So, I don't know. It just feels way different and kind of bleh. But yeah, Trials is good. I've already had people beating some of my low-hanging fruit. Because I'm just banging through the game, right?
Well, that's the thing. Everyone does that at first. And I've seen a bunch of people tweeting you being like, hey, Jason. I'm like, do people understand? Like, that's seriously low-hanging fruit. That's
you're just one going run through
these. Yeah. You're like basically going through, oh, what's the next level going to look like? What's the next level going to look like? What's the next level going to look like? And you get to the point where you open up the best possible bike you can for that track. And then it's like, okay, now
it's on.
Now you'll see a real score.
Yeah.
Now it's 38 seconds.
Me, he's like, oh, my
18.
God, did that just happen?
Yeah, and you're like, that well, not a big deal.
I don't even remember that track.
Yes, it did. I tried that track once. Thanks.
Yep.
I am kind of worried because the PS4 version is 1080p, and Xbone One is only 900. And it's like...
And then even that was
really?
A step up from what
800,
it was originally
they patched
planned.
It. Yeah.
And I really don't think you're going to see much of a difference.
Yeah, is that,
that's why I got an Xbox because I'm just using the controller on Xbox. Like I played every single one of these on Xbox. So
yeah.
Oh, see, that's the thing is like I don't really like the analog sticks on the Xbox One. I just think they're too floaty.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I really fucking hate the R2 on the PlayStation 4.
The triggers is what I don't like.
Really?
It cuts into my fucking finger, man. Like
oh, man.
If I'm like holding
I
down that,
that
throttle the entire time, it gets uncomfortable. I am really fuck you, Trigger. I'm looking at you, R2.
Yeah, I don't. I haven't had that issue yet. Definitely better than the PS3, regardless.
Well, no,
no, for sure. I didn't
like
the PS3. Really? Oh,
compared to this,
I don't like the PS3 ones at all.
I feel like my finger
calluses.
Flipped
up. On the
my finger would
like,
slip off the PS3 one.
Especially for like racing games and something like Trials, I would not be able to play Trials on PS3 just because my finger would like playing Gran Turismo. I figured I'd always get like slippy. But at least the PS4 ones now are like you know curved out like trigger supposed to be.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, maybe if you didn't have big mutant hands that get cut on the R2, R1,
one of
R2.
My digits. Oh, two. We talked about this. Anyway, that's all I've been playing since.
It's fun though. I'd recommend it to anyone who like honestly, Chris, if you've never played a Trials game, you like it. It's like it's a good it gets really, really, really hard, but the game has literally no loading once you enter
a thing.
And it instantly snaps to retry, and it's just so addicting. It's like I spent about 25 runs on one of the the courses. You don't have to get to the end. You just have to see how far you can go. Just doing that over and over and over. I'm like, I can beat my last this. And I was like, wait a second. I'm just going to see what the next level looks like. But yeah, it's pretty fun. Good party game, too. That people
I'll have to check it out.
Please do. Get it on PS4 so I can fucking kill your scores. Yeah, dude.
Is there a demo on PS4? Can you get the trial for the trial?
You know, I don't know. I didn't even look for it. I'm just like, okay, first thing. Bought it.
I was going to buy it, and I saw it was like the $40 version at first. I'm like, I'm not buying this one.
Yeah, that was strange. I'm like, where the hell is that $20 version that they were talking about? And it was not on the store, so I'm like, all right, fine. Got the $40 one. Oops.
Oh, at least you're going to get everything that comes with it.
Yeah, I guess
there
so.
You go. Cool.
Anything else?
No, sir.
Jeff?
I don't believe so. No.
I came home, I played a little bit more of my evil. Okay, question. Okay, I started my evil playthrough of Infamous Second Son.
Question.
Before I left for MGC, I was showing my friend Infamous, and I wanted to show him, like, I showed him some of the end game stuff, whatever, just all the cool powers he had. Then I was like, oh, okay, I'll show you the beginnings. I think the beginning's kind of cool to show someone. So I started playing my evil playthrough, but then I realized I didn't change it to expert until, like, 20 minutes in. Will I still get
the first time you can change it to expert is you have to change it to expert the first time you have the opportunity, I think. And I believe that's right after it's...
It never asked me.
It's before... Yeah, it never asks you. It's before... It's either right before or right after you make the first big decision.
What's considered the first big decision?
The first decision that you can choose good or evil.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
so it's with what's her name? With the woman from the... Yeah. Yeah. So that's when you have to change it by then.
Fuck.
Yeah.
All right, looks like
where are
you? Start that. I'm about 2-3 hours in past that.
Oh, really? When did you change it?
I changed it just after. I changed it right before you're going into you know when you're rescuing the bus?
Yeah.
That's where I changed it.
Yeah, I think that's too late. If it makes you feel better, I had to start over too because I forgot to change it.
I'm actually probably about an hour and a half past there, not 3 hours. But yeah. The beginning intro with all the cutscenes is like 45.
I know, and the problem is you can't skip any of that shit. Yeah, that's what really drove me nuts about it because I didn't realize that I had fucked it up until I got to Seattle. And then I was like, great, I have to do that all over again. And you have to sit there and watch all the damn cutscenes again. And
I'm hoping, because I know Infamous is getting a pretty big patch like next week, I'm hoping they patch that in to skip cutscenes. That would make it a lot easier.
We should ping them on Twitter and say, hey.
We should. Hey, what's up?
Skip damn cutscenes, yo.
But it doesn't ever give you a thing like you should change difficulty now. It never does that. Mm-hmm. So it's like, shit.
Yeah. It's kind of, that is, yeah, that was a fault for me too. I'm kind of annoyed by that. I mean, appreciate that the game goes right into the game. Like, it doesn't even get to a screen that says push start or anything like that. The game just loads up and loads you in, and it's awesome. And I like that, but, you know, there's a loss there for a few things. Mm-hmm. And I ended up having the same, you know, probably about, I would say that I was about an hour and a half or 2 hours in when I realized, oh shit, I fucked that up. So I'm with you, man.
Yeah. Well, I'll still do it. It's still fun.
Yeah. It's definitely fun.
Other than that, yeah, played some Titanfall last night at 4, and that's pretty much it. Nothing new to say about
that. Have you tried any of the, have you tried the private rooms out yet?
No, not yet. I was going to throw something up on, VG Evo or Retroids, and, cause Joel and I, Five Spot, before it came out, we were going to have, like, a Titanfall night, like, on console, but then, he wasn't aware that it didn't have private matches yet, so we couldn't really do that, but now that it's on there, we might, set up some kind of, like, Retroid Titanfall night or something.
Yeah.
Xbone, so I haven't tried it out yet though.
I'd be interested in that.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it, man. Just that's all I've played.
Cool. I have things I'm gonna mention, but I'm not gonna go too deep into them. So I mean, like MGC, we were talking about a lot of things, and Starwall was one of those, and you know, we had a blast with that. I played Broforce for the first time, which is a freaking awesome game. That game actually reminds me a lot of Super Meat Boy in a way, just because the way it presents itself. Yeah, that's a ton of fun. Anybody who's on Steam that is interested in very old school shooter, like side scrolling shooters with destructible environments and ridiculous characters and stuff like that, it's definitely for you.
That's one of the coolest parts about the game is like the pixelated, destructible environments.
That's absolutely, because it starts getting so crazy that you have no idea what's going on. And I was playing with, I think I was playing with Bistix for a little while, and there was like points where we just kind of like stopped and we're like, am I still alive? I have no idea what the fuck just happened. I have no idea what happened, but it was cool. And oh shit, my guy's right there. I'm still alive. That's awesome. So, I mean, it's definitely very hectic and crazy. And you're going to lose yourself in it a couple times. You're not going to know where your character is. But, man, it is so much fun. I am definitely going to end up picking that up.
I wish it had online. That's the only thing.
Oh, it doesn't have online?
No.
Oh, that sucks.
It's, like, local only.
Oh, well. It's super. It's still super fun.
That's one thing that's not playing. So it might add it later. I'm not sure.
Hope so. It was fun. I tried, like, I didn't even play it until Sunday, I think.
Okay.
It was after, because like when this tournament was going on, you know how like it got like pretty good like reception, people watching.
Yeah, that's true.
It was like everyone's kind of like, it was actually a lot of people were like, oh my god, what is this? Like that, and everyone's getting really into it. And I was like, I haven't tried this yet, so I tried it. And that game is a lot harder to play than it is to watch. Like when you look at it, it's like this looks very easy. Then you put a controller in your hand, you're like, this is not easy at all. You're like the way that the controls are, it's kind of like weirdy physics-y, but
hey,
not
Jeff,
really.
Are we talking about the same game? What game are you talking about?
I was talking about Towerfall, then I thought you were talking about Starwall.
Okay.
Why?
Because we were talking about Starwall, and then we switched Broforce. To Broforce.
To Broforce?
Yes.
What the hell's that?
That's what we were just talking about. So obviously you tuned out or something.
Yeah, I went to get a drink.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense, though. But yeah, Broforce was a lot of fun, and Starwall was a lot of fun, too. I mean, that game is... Definitely.
Oh, I don't
know
which one Broforce was.
Yeah, Broforce was the one that,
I mentioned
it was
guy that was there for a bit with the curly hair or girl. What was that?
It was a guy.
It was a kid.
That was a guy. Yeah, it was a kid. Yeah.
He's frequented our booth before.
Oh,
like,
really?
A couple years ago. Yeah, he like hangs out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Gotcha. Yeah, he was there a lot.
Yep.
Playing. Yeah, he was. I did get to play some Towerfall as well. First time playing that. That was a lot of fun. Probably
God,
like my
great.
So fun.
Yeah, it really is. It's really, really fun. But I can definitely see that's one of those, and that, and similarly with Starwall. Neither of them have online, but I think you would lose a lot of the fun if
being
it was
online.
Oh, it really would not. It would not be nearly as entertaining.
Towerfall, especially.
Yeah, Towerfall, especially.
I still might get it though, just in case. Like, we're gonna have that gaming night in a couple weeks.
Yeah,
for that for sure.
Real life friends that come over and stuff.
Yeah, once every like couple months.
Yeah, Towerfall was a lot of fun.
But it is available on PC as well. If you don't want to have go out and get like 4 PlayStation controllers.
PlayStation controller.
Yeah.
What else did I play? Played. Oh, they were doing that that score chasing thing for Retroids. So I decided to attempt to throw my hat in the ring, playing Ghouls and Ghosts.
Nice.
Which I beat for the first time in a very long time. It's been a while since I beat it, but, I think I racked up about 60 something thousand. And
talk to me in terms of levels or how far you made it.
Oh, I beat the game.
Oh shit.
The game doesn't start until after you've beaten the game.
Well, true. Well, is that when you get the gold armor?
No, you get the gold armor from the start. So the Genesis version is weird. The Genesis version has like a practice mode, and that's what it defaults to. So the first time through is pretty easy, and then the second time through is harder. Well, that second time through, in order to beat the game, you have to go through it twice. So the second time through the game, that's actually the regular, that's the first playthrough unlike the arcade version. So like at Terry's, when like his box that has the arcade version of the game, that first playthrough on that version is the same as the second playthrough on the Genesis version.
Okay.
So, and then the Genesis version, you can turn on to hard, and then it mimics the arcade. So I actually, everyone else was playing it on practice mode. When I originally, which is still hard. I mean, it's still Ghouls and Ghosts. When I sat down, the high score was like, I want to say it was 30 something thousand. And I think I doubled that. So I don't know. I don't know if they're going to take it though, because it wasn't in their time frame. So there was a video of it, and I told them, and I said, if you want to include it, you can include it. If not, I understand it's not.
Had the cutoff pass or something like that.
Yeah, they only had like a 2-hour like window each day that you could do it. And I was like, well, when are you doing it tomorrow? And like as in Sunday. And they were like, oh, we're going to do it from like 3 to 5 or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be gone. So I kind of planted that seed. I was like, well, I got like 68,000. If you guys want to count it, you can count it. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I haven't talked to him since then. But yeah, that's a really good game. Really, it still holds up, man. That game still holds up. Super Ghouls and Ghosts on Super NES does not hold up. That game is horrible. it slows down bad. Yeah, it is ridiculous. So horrible. And it's like, I played it. I tried to play it for like, I think I played it for like 10 minutes. And I was like, can we play the good version of this game on the Genesis, please? And you know, I just turned around and Ken had loaded it up on the Genesis. And I was like, shit. Nice. And I just moved over. I was like, awesome. Let's play a real game. But yeah, that was really fun. I love that game so much.
Speaking of shit, or not shit, and I'm kind of bringing it back, but it still kind of fits in this segment. I was kind of disappointed by Galloping Ghost Arcade Selection this year.
Yeah, it really wasn't that good. They had Haunted Castle. It was the first time I'd ever seen that.
Yeah, exactly.
The game was ridiculous.
What were you missing, I guess?
That one year when they had Third Strike, Mortal Kombat 2, Arcade.
They had Simpsons Arcade for a while.
The Ninja Turtles. Oh, Jason wasn't there the year when they had Simpsons Arcade game. That was the year Jason was not there.
Okay.
Oh, that's right.
But they had like a bunch of more moderny brawlers, like Final Fight and stuff like that.
Yeah,
there was a couple of retro stuff.
There was a couple of 4-player games there too. So
yeah, I think that might have had X-Men.
I'm just saying that. I thought that they had a really cool lineup, but I haven't been there.
It was a different lineup
every year. So okay, cool.
And their KI cabinet, as much as it looked cool.
What the fuck, dude? Seriously, they have weird ass, like fucking buttons.
Yeah, that was a crazy buttons,
than 30 millimeter.
The buttons are
they
tiny.
Weren't even lined up properly. It's
no,
like somebody
they weren't.
Just fucking haphazardly took a drill and just like, I'm gonna drill some fucking
holes. They really were.
How many we need?
Like
there we go.
Exaggeration.
Yeah. You know what? I'm pretty
that
sure that's what happened.
With zero gate, and we're just like,
that's old American style, I guess.
I know, but it just even by the end, me and Blue, like, we swore that one of the sticks was already going wonky. Like, the jumping back left was just not working when it should. And it was fun because, like, Animated and Blue have never, like, really played that game, and they were actually getting into it, and they were playing much better on our setup with the actual, like, Mad Cat sticks, and we went to go to play on the cabinet. But, like, all of our games went right down the toilet. We're like,
yeah, so weird, ridiculous. Dude. Yeah, because they put so much fucking time and effort, and it looks good, right?
It looks very nice.
It looks really sexy, and then just weird shit like that, like old fucking janky sticks and weird ass buttons, and I don't know what the hell.
That was the buttons are what flipped me out. I was like, what are we looking at here? I have no idea.
They're so far apart. I'm like, this is really weird. I can't even keep my fingers on the button.
Yeah.
Anyway,
is what it is.
Get your shit together, Galloping Ghost.
I mean, if you know the person that you know, like drilled the holes, is blind, I take back everything. But it would make a lot of sense.
Oh shit. Let's see. A lot of Mercenary Kings. I played a lot of that game.
Oh my god, yeah. You
when you were there, I was having so much fun with that game. God, it's so good. It's funny because I actually started up a new character on Jason's profile and got further on his character on that character than I was on my character at home.
That was kind of our morning ritual. Like, you know, you'd get up and then I'd get up shortly thereafter and then you go down to the room and I'd find you down there playing Mercenary Kings. We played till like, you know, the show opened or you'd play.
Pretty much. I would just watch
you.
And it was fun.
I barely played anything there. There's hardly even any Street Fighter played.
I played some Street Fighter. Yeah. I played with Animated a little bit. He was taking it easy on me. I think he picked, who did he pick? He picked,
usually picks Akuma or like.
Yeah, he beat my ass with Akuma and then he was taking it easy on me. So he backed out and picked a different one, a chick. I can't remember who it was, but,
I don't remember. I was watching it. I don't remember.
Yeah. I was getting frustrated with the square gate. So and it was funny. Like every time I would try and pull off a super, I would just stop playing for a second and Animated would just like, he would stop too and just kind of
just let you do
just,
it.
Yeah, he would just let me like vent my frustration a little bit. And then when I put my hand back on the stick, he'd start playing again. So, you know, he's a cool guy. I'm glad he came.
I think your catchphrase that night was, "What the fuck, man? Fucking square game. What the fuck, man?" It wasn't, "I don't get throws."
I don't get throws.
Fuck, no, the throws were working for me, man. I was killing it with the throws. but yeah, that fucking super would not come out, dude. I think I got it to come out like once or twice. And yeah, the ultra. And there was one part where
like
there was
every time you tried it, like it was point on too. It's like, you know, he's doing it at the right spot, and yeah, it just wouldn't
just activate. I just couldn't. I am definitely not versed in the ways of the square gate. So I think there was actually one game where we were playing, and it was like near the end of the game, and I seriously just stopped trying to fight and just kept trying to pull off the ultra over and over and over and over again. And Animator was just sitting there watching me laughing. And I finally pulled it up. I was like, yes! And it missed. And I didn't care because I finally pulled it off. Oh, it was ridiculous. But yeah, it was still a lot of fun. So let's see. And then last but definitely not least has been Sonic Transformed. I have been playing a shit ton of that game.
I did play a little bit of that, actually. I played a little bit on the drive home.
It is really fun. It was really fun. I'm doing the Grand Prix, which is, there's like five worlds, quote unquote, I guess. And each world, there's, several stages and you can get X number of stars. So like there's 10 stages on each world and you can unlock characters that way and that kind of thing. And I think I'm on the third world and I'm, working my way through there, but, a lot of fun. The tracks are what are keeping me interested in this game because they're, so dynamic and like you'll do the first lap and then the second lap will look nothing like the first lap. I mean, there's one particular stage where the first lap you're in the air the entire time. And then the second lap you transform into the car and you're in the car the whole entire time. And then you transform again and you're in the air again and you're going a different route. So it's like, it's crazy how they put these tracks together. They are so creative and so dynamic. And, that's really what makes this game for me. One of my favorites right now is like the Golden Axe track, which like the first track for the first time through, it's just like, you're in the car. It's like any other track. And, second time through, you're going through the same route, but like lava's creeping up on the track and you have to like avoid it as a hazard and you have to avoid it. And then on the third lap, as you're driving, all of a sudden, like the entire thing crumbles and you end up having to transform into a plane and go the rest of the lap in the plane. So it's such a good game. I'm so happy with it.
You really should get it on PC as well because
I have it on PC.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I do. Yeah. I haven't played it because it works better for me on the Vita. It lends itself better for me on the Vita, but yeah, I would love to play it on PC. So I should download it, but I bought it on Steam. It was like, I think I bought it for like $3. I was like, fuck yes. You know, I don't care. It's super good. I think that's it for me. So it just kind of went into a lot of detail about MGC and things that we didn't talk about, but cool. Well, hey, why don't we take a quick break?
Sure.
And we'll come back. We'll talk about news and then we'll do new releases, listener email and Indus questions. And then we'll do a new question of the week.
Sounds good.
All right, man. So stay with us and we'll be right back. It's time to wake up. Welcome back.
You're welcome back.
You Thanks. Also welcome back.
And also welcome to you guys.
Also.
Welcome back.
Welcome to all those people that are listening for the first time. If you are, in fact, listening for the first time.
How the fuck did you find us?
New people.
If you happen to see us at MGC and you were unfortunate enough to come and visit our site and download our podcast, here's to you. We're sorry. So here's what we're going to do.
Pay for.
That's right. And this is free, so you ain't getting shit.
Right.
We're skipping. We don't have a question of the week for this week, so we're going to do news, and then we'll do new releases, listen to email, and then we have a question of the week for next week. So why don't we get that started with news, Jeff?
Okay.
Do it.
Okay, got a couple here. Hearthstone. I was
Such
playing that
game.
iOS on the weekend a little bit here or there. It was a limited release. Now it's worldwide, so you can get that in the North Americas, in the regular Americas, in the Central Americas, in the South Americas.
Damn, son.
All over the world, you can now get that for free on the iTunes Store or on wherever you want to go.
So great.
Apps.
So good.
So it's really good. It's cross-platform with PC, of course, and everything. So whatever you're playing it on, it's compatible with everything, and you can play against anyone who is on either of those platforms.
Chris, does this make you kind of sort of want to get an iPad?
No.
Like me?
No. Because okay. It's not... Because the game is free. I know it's coming to Android eventually, and it's not worth the amount of... The cost of an iPad.
Okay.
Because that would be the only thing I would use the iPad for.
But it's Hearthstone.
I know it's Hearthstone. Mm. I can still play Hearthstone on Steam. Or I'm on PC, not on Steam. I'm Battle.net.
I know, but not on a tablet for now.
I do play it a lot more on a tablet, just so I can sit my ass down on the couch. And
yeah.
Technically, I can play it on a tablet because I can just... Because there are tablet apps that will let you mirror your PC,
yeah.
So...
That's true. You know what's funny is, you know, I was so hard and heavy on that game, like when it was in beta, and as soon as it got released, I haven't touched it.
Nah.
So weird.
Funny. Another thing you probably won't be touching is The Amazing Spider-Man 2 on Xbox One.
Why not?
Darn.
I don't know. I mean, it's not a big deal. It's kind of like, well, I'm sure no one was really looking forward to that game anyway, but it's kind of weird that kind of, it got disappeared from all listings and even in the ads for the game, Activision took out the Xbox One version. So IGN reached out for comment, and the first comment was, we are working with Microsoft in an effort to release The Amazing Spider-Man 2 video game on Xbox One. Currently, the game will be available on PlayStation 4, PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, Nintendo Wii U, Nintendo 3DS, and the PC.
And the PC. Oh, my God.
And then they comment said, we want to inform you that we are revising our release plans for ASM2, I guess the abbreviated version, on Xbox One. MC reported via release schedule update from Activision. When whether ASM2 is just Nexus 1 is to be determined.
I keep thinking
that's
ass to mouth.
Up.
I'm sorry.
And that's just kind of strange. I'm wondering what's going up there.
It's that is unusual, especially considering. I mean, it would make sense if it wasn't
everything movie
right
game.
It would make sense if it, a little more sense if it wasn't coming out on 360, but it is.
But it
so
is.
So it's right, like, exactly. Why is it coming out on 360 and not on Xbox? So
yes,
that's
something
weird.
Fishy there, so
I guess
if you're looking forward to buying that.
The first thing I'd look at is like who's developing what, you know, if it was different teams, but other than that,
it's
there's definitely the whole Xbox One doesn't run as well as PS4 thing going around on the internet. Like fucking trials, oh my God, 900p.
Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's
it.
Really not an issue.
Throw it out.
Yeah, I mean, unless you hear something about it runs at half the frame rate. I mean, that's something a little different, you know? I mean, it's like, if PS4 runs at 60 and Xbox does not, okay, that I can see being an issue. Because that could, you know, potentially affect gameplay. But when you're talking about 1080p versus 900p, it's like, who fucking cares?
Yeah, no, and I think it's like a bit deeper than that. I think maybe because, I mean,
that's a lot
of consoles to spread it through. My guess is they're just... Because I think it's pretty safe to say, at least at this stage, the PS4 is a lot easier to develop for than the Xbox One. And people are used to the PS3 and Xbox 360, and I guess maybe the Wii U. So they're probably like, all right, we're having issues right now in the Xbox One version, we're pushing it, or we're just not going to release it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Who knows? But it ain't coming on April 29th. So you had your fingers crossed for that Game of the Year contender.
Movie Game of the Year contender.
Yeah, if you bought your Xbox One for Amazing Spider-Man 2, you might want to trade it in for a PS4.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I'm on it.
if you bought a next-gen console for Amazing Spider-Man 2,
you're doing it wrong.
What the fuck are you doing?
I bought a Wii U for Amazing Spider-Man 2, so I'm good.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine.
Yeah. It was kind of touch and go for a while, but
well, touch and go. Someone is a go from Bungie. I try. I get what I take, man. use what I got.
He's going because he was touching people inappropriately.
Maybe is that like an actual thing?
Because let's get to the news. Inappropriately is a thing, and that is grounds for termination.
You are the second person though to say that. Be the reason why. Yeah, that's why I'm kind of. You're probably.
Oh wow, that's what you're talking about.
Joking.
Okay. I don't know.
I think that was a coincidence.
Okay, don't.
Marty O'Donnell. He worked for Bungie for years. Like, he did all the soundtrack to all the Halo games. He was working on the soundtrack for Destiny, and he was terminated by Bungie, by the board, though, the board of directors. So it wasn't like Bungie didn't fire him per se. The board of directors basically did.
And I heard that like he tweeted, you know, it's a shame that this happened considering there was absolutely no reason or something like that.
Yeah, he said he was fired without cause, which would lead to think that is nothing. I have no idea what happened. This is really, 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 really fucked up. And the Bungie people tweeted like, this is a really sad day for us, all that kind of stuff. And I really hope, which I probably, I'm guessing we won't for a long time, exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because that just came out of nowhere, and he left with Bungie because he wanted to and to work on Destiny.
Yeah.
I guess the only positive thing is maybe 343 can go after him and get him back on Halo if he wants to do that. But I want to know why this happened, because he was a great composer. Like, I mean, Halo is one of the most recognized themes in like the last like decade.
Yeah.
So he definitely knows what he's doing, and I don't know what that means for Destiny in terms of the soundtrack, but that's, I don't know.
In reality, I don't think that he's going to have any problem finding another job.
Oh God, no. He'll find another job.
He's going to have people, you know, knocking at his door pretty quickly, I would think. So
yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he's already had a bunch of developers call him at this point and be like, hey.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would not be surprised at all.
Unless he's a big jerk face.
He could be a huge ass who does that too, but you know, we're just throwing shit up there because that's what we do. It's got to be something crazy, I guess. I don't know. Or not so crazy. Maybe we're just like, you know what? We're sick of your shit. Don't put your in our Destiny shit. No. I don't know.
What?
Welcome Halo to the speculation cast.
I know, right?
That's what we do. It's on the internet, so some people are gonna believe this. So
it's on the internet, so it has to be true.
Don't believe anything except for the whole thing you got fired from. Everything else is speculation and us being jerk faces. But that kind of sucks.
Jerk stores.
Yes. What else we got? I know you guys had some shit you want to talk about.
Jason had some. I didn't really have anything to add.
Jeff already did the ones that I was going to do.
Oh, yeah. Marty was the one he suggested.
Yeah, and I said Hearthstone. Yeah. Oh!
Yeah, Hearthstone. Yeah.
Wait, there's a Dynasty Warriors Super Duper XL version. Did you hear about
this?
Is
that what it's actually called?
I think that's
the shortened
term.
Didn't they just come
out
with a Dynasty Warriors game?
Yeah, and that's probably the one they're bringing to PC.
How do you PC? Feel
about that? Now I'll buy it.
Is this the first one that's coming to PC?
Yeah, and that's why it's newsworthy. Sure.
Sure.
I put that in there as a joke, really. I really don't. Oh, else is going on? Oh, CCP laid off a bunch of peeps. Canceled.
Really?
World of Darkness.
Oh, that sucks.
MMO.
Who's CCP?
They're the ones that do. They're based in Iceland, okay. And they have an office here in Atlanta.
Right. That's right. Apparently, they lost like a lot of money this past year in 2013. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Lost
I know that my wife was actually hoping to get a job there after the kids were in school.
That would have been cool.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Usually, we don't like talk sales, but the PlayStation 4 surpassed or just got to like 7 million sold worldwide.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Which is nuts.
And that is that's the fastest selling console, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Okay. It's beating the Wii for the same time period.
Yeah, yeah, that's nuts.
And, the difference is the PlayStation is selling also 2.93 games per console, which the Wii I don't think ever did.
Right, that's true.
I've only got two games for my Wii U. I hope to purchase the other 0.93 at some point.
Well, you have to find the new, we'll get some of those Nintendo-ware games, son.
Right.
What are the two games you have for your Wii U? Monster Hunter and Mario?
And Rayman and Lego City Undercover. I actually have probably about five or six games. For the
So you were joking. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm with you now. I see what you did there.
Cool.
The other thing that happened was that Xbox came out, Microsoft came out and said that they have sold through 5 million to retailers. So both systems are doing really well. Considering.
Yeah, they're both doing a lot better than their last system.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I think is everyone's making a big deal. Like, first of all, a lot of people, oh my god, Xbox One's dead. And I'm not gonna call people out by name. These are the same people who still think the Vita have a chance. And that doesn't make sense to me. It's like, it's still the second fastest selling console of all time, next to PlayStation 4. But it's not going anywhere. It's selling very, very
well. No, it's gonna, it'll be fine. It'll be fine.
We promise. And the Vita's only sold like 2.5 million in, what, 2 years?
Something like that. They're up to three now, but still.
I just love the hypocrisy and the whole, like, it's dead, it's over for Microsoft, and then, but no, the Vita still has a chance, guys.
Yeah, what I'm concerned about is the Wii U has only sold, like, 6 million.
They're not doing, yeah, both, well, I mean, yeah. Microsoft surpassed them. Sony surpassed them like a while ago.
Microsoft has not surpassed them yet. They're close, though.
They're close?
Yeah, they're close.
That's pretty sad. These were just released 6 months
ago. I know, and you know, Nintendo had that year head start. And look at the year head start that Microsoft had over Sony, and how long did it take Sony to catch up?
Well, it took a long time. But yeah. That's like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, actually, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, this might change this. I mean, Nintendo's got some good software coming out this year, so maybe.
So if we're gonna talk about sales a little bit, can I just say that I'm kind of surprised at the NPDs this month?
I'm surprised that PlayStation 4 was still on top, considering
Pinnacle. That's what I'm getting at. Yeah. I felt like that Microsoft had this one wrapped up because of Titanfall.
Yeah,
but I was surprised. But either way, they
Titanfall
both
and
sold
a
lot.
Price drop.
Yeah, well, yeah, in some places, it wasn't available anywhere, and you kind of had to search for it. If you didn't know where to go, you wouldn't. You might not find it. Like, Amazon never had it for less than 500.
Oh, really?
So yeah, Amazon always was selling it for 500. And I know like Microsoft Store was like 450. I went to Sam's the other day, and Sam's had both versions at 450. So you know, you could find it if you knew where to look. But that's the thing. It's like, I don't know if how many people knew where to look.
True.
But yeah, I mean, still, they both sold over 300,000 units in the month of March, so that's pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah. March is kind of unheard of.
Yeah, March is kind of a dead month, but I mean,
and you're
granted,
seeing them everywhere
both systems
now,
had
so
a big title come out. So
if you need one, go buy either of them, because they're both pretty much in stores. They had some in Toys R Us at MGC this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been seeing the PS4 available pretty much everywhere I go now.
I think they've finally caught up to, not caught up to demand, but they're right at borderline demands, which is good.
Yeah.
So speaking of March, that's the third month of the year. So the number three.
It is.
And if you take two and
add
five. Wait, if you start with five and you subtract two, you get three. And then you read my headline that says $25 million tax break for Georgia game devs. How's that for a fucking segue?
Whoa.
Wow.
Right. That's fucking crazy.
It's uncanny, right?
It's amazing how far you had to dig for that.
Yeah. That was kind of a stretch. But yeah,
that
$25 million
awesome,
tax break. That is super cool. So congrats, Tripwire. Congrats, Hi-Rez. Who
congrats
else?
Congrats, CCP.
Who just laid off a bunch
just laid
and
off
canceled
people.
The game.
Wait, Travis is in Georgia, right?
No, Travis is not. He's in South Carolina now.
We finally got rid of him. Or you guys did.
I was going to say, what do you mean we?
Yeah. But
he
yeah,
left us, bitch.
There's a couple stipulations. Like, you have to have, like, $500,000 in payroll. So Chris,
oh, okay. Well, doesn't matter, yeah.
I'm looking for work.
I'm working on that.
So
I'll get back to you.
Just, you know, give me $400,000 a year. Yourself a nice $100,000, and yeah, we'll be eligible. I think that's the only requirement.
Okay, that shouldn't be
hard. You pay me a lot of money, and then you get a nice tax break.
Can we both get $250,000? Is that fine?
We'll talk.
We'll talk. Sounds good. All right, guys. Any more news?
Nope.
Cool.
I don't think so. I think that's everything.
All right. Let's move on to...
Oh, by the way, Dynasty Warriors PC. Who gives?
Who gives a shit?
I do. It's going to look so pretty and run so well.
It probably will. I'm wondering, like, what the
nothing
draw distance...
Nothing is more fun to play than a shiny, pretty, high frame rate turd. Oh, shit.
I like turds. I'm sold.
It's all right, not... Well, it's Dynasty Warriors is a very...
Meshy.
It is a meshy, but
fun,
I think
fun,
it's...
Fun.
I'm trying to think of the word, and I'm looking for a particular word, and I can't find
fun,
it.
Fun.
It is
very...
People are overly harsh on Dynasty Warriors, I think.
I think, well, so.
That is my opinion. I'm sticking with that. Okay. So, hey, let's talk about new releases.
Yeah.
All right, so sure. I don't have a whole lot on this list, but I do have Demon Gaze for the Vita.
What?
I don't know.
Cool.
I could look it up if you really want me to.
No.
Fract OSC for the PC. Starlight Inception for Vita. PSN for Vita. Telsa Effect. The Tex Murphy Adventure. Oh, it's the
Tulsa
new Tex Murphy
or
game.
Tesla.
Tesla. Did I say Tulsa?
You said Tulsa.
Did I? Okay, sorry. Tesla. Tesla Effect. And that is on PC. Yoshi's Island Super Paper Mario Advance 3 is coming for Wii U. Who cares? Dark Souls 2 for PC is coming next week. And NES Remix 2 is coming for the Wii U.
Oh, cool. I haven't played the first one yet, but it looks neat.
I haven't either. I've heard mixed opinions about it.
Yeah.
I personally looks think neat. That it looks interesting.
It seems like that's the video game equivalent of being like, was she hot?
Yeah.
She got a nice personality.
Nice,
Jeff.
Pretty
accurate.
That's the title of the show. She's got a nice personality.
Looks neat.
Cool. But that's new releases. If there's anything else, I don't have it on this particular list. So do you guys have anything else that coming out next week that I'm going to miss?
No, I got nothing.
No, I got nothing. All right. Pick of the week.
Wait.
What?
Batman
what?
Arkham Origins DLC.
Oh, is that next week?
Oh, that's, what's it called? Mr. Freeze, right?
Mr. Freeze.
I'm guessing it says Cold, Cold Heart. Yeah.
How creative.
Probably Mr. Freeze.
Wasn't Mr. Freeze the DLC in, like, Arkham Asylum?
I don't know.
Or wasn't he in Arkham Asylum or something?
He was in Arkham City.
Okay. Okay, so he's in Arkham City. Sorry. I didn't remember which one it was. All I know is that, at this point, all I really care about is the new one
but
coming out this year. So. Shall we move on?
Pick of the week.
Yeah, there's no pick of
Dark
the week.
Dark Souls 2. Okay.
Yeah, pick of the week. I'll say Dark Souls 2.
Yeah, you might as well. Yeah.
Cheers.
All right. Let's do these emails. Jason, you want to go first?
Oh, God.
I sent it to
cheersing.
You an email.
Yeah, you did. I've got it. I'm just going to open the tab. I wasn't ready.
Sorry.
Okay. All right. Hey, guys. This is from I Am Kelso, parentheses Andy. And guys, and by guys, I mean everybody who's listening right now, if you guys could start sending in where you're from, that would make me smile. It's like, I am Kelso from Ohio. I don't know. It's a thing. Let's start it right now. Anyway,
I agree.
He says, so hey, guys.
Send us who you are and where you're from.
So this is a latecomer to our last question of the week, which is turning into the question of the month segment. it was a few weeks ago. Anyway, hey, guys. So virtual reality and gaming. I think when looking at VR and gaming, we have to ask the question, how would we play VR games? It's a very good question. The obvious answer seems to be that they would primarily include motion controls as well, because we all want to play the game where we are the master swordsman making these sick, crazy moves to defeat the enemy, right? Except, I am no master swordsman. So what will developers do? Make it so a waggle of your controller makes you do the sick move? So we'll be back to waggling penis-shaped controllers to play games. I don't want to waggle penises at my games, of course. VR doesn't preclude using a controller, but I'm pretty sure we can agree that a lot of these games are going to include motion controls to increase, quote, immersion and realism, end quote. I think that Facebook buying Oculus is super intriguing for what VR could be. I think VR devices have a much bigger place in media consumption. Imagine something like Cosmos in VR, where you control the spaceship of the imagination. Have you guys been watching that, Cosmos?
I have not. I need to, though.
Black Carl Sagan? Never mind. That's a joke at home.
Yeah. I know. I'll take your word for that, too.
Cosmos, VR, spaceship. Imagination. And you can choose where to go, what to look at, and be fully immersed in the experience. Or where you can watch some movie like the Rocky Horror Picture Show in a virtual theater, populated with other people around the world, getting a chance to experience some of what a live viewing of the movie is supposed to be like. A company like Facebook, with money to burn, is in a better position to explore these type of additional uses for VR devices. That's my short thoughts on VR. Great show, guys. I am Kelso, parentheses, Andy. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kelso.
I think we touched on a little of this a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Kind of
yeah.
the social, yeah. Like the couch, you know, co-op experience. You can kind of look over and say, hey, what's up? And see an avatar of Chris. Yeah. And then we're playing Castle Crashers on the TV.
That would be kind of cool. I'll admit, that would be neat. One thing that I did see is that I think it was shortly after we did our show on the VR that they had done the omnidirectional treadmill. They were actually going to start selling that for like $400 or something like that. No one's going to buy that. Well, I mean, I personally won't, but I know that there are people out there that would want that level of immersion. So
that's like the people that buy like racing car seats for Gran Turismo and Forza.
Yeah, and kind
and
of.
Three PS3s and
like yeah, and all the monitors and shit.
I gotta say, that seems somewhat reasonable for what it is. If that is indeed.
If it like, is the purchase only cost,
yeah. Like, I would expect like $1,000 for like a treadmill type thing. Because it seems cheaper than exercise equipment.
Yeah.
To me.
And omnidirectional is really fucked up.
Right.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. But the thing about it is that these aren't motorized in any way. You know, you move them around by actually just moving. So it's not like there's any, I don't think there's any motorization kind of it. So that might bring that cost in. But yeah, it's interesting.
Hmm.
So that would definitely add to the immersion. And one of the things that he mentioned was like the sword fighting. And I could see that working in VR. That would be interesting. Like it would be weird. Like moving around, unless you had one of these, because you know you could be immersion. You can have that immersion, but if you're still moving around with a controller, it kind of defeats some of the purpose, right?
Right. So, or if it's like a
and you have no feedback of the sword climbing each other.
And right? And unless you are a master swordsman, it's gonna be like a dumbed down kind of control scheme. Yeah.
And add in online and lag and any kind of latency, it's gonna feel real weird.
Yeah. Yep.
Cool. Well, let me, I've got one here that I will read and we can answer. This one's actually from Robbie and he sent in a couple of questions.
Hi, Robbie.
He says, in your opinion, is Sony relying too heavily on the indie devs and letting the big AAAs slip away and dismantle?
Does he mean like
no
internal devs or?
I think so. Some of the first party devs. And I think it's way too early to talk about that kind of thing. I mean, I think the indie devs is like a bullet point for them. And, you know, I wouldn't say anything about AAA developers or games until we see what they have in store for us at
E3. I think that's because of all the layoffs.
Yeah, because I understand that's what he means. But, you know, business is business if you're not doing well or if you're not selling. If you have a game that's coming out and it's, you know, a long time away and you have to make ends meet, then business is business, right? So I don't think it's not necessarily a way of looking at it, a way of looking at them letting AAAs slip away. They're just trying to make their ends meet before the game comes out, I think.
Devil's Advocate, Sony Santa Monica, laid off a shitload of people. God of War is one of their bread and butter games that apparently, should make money. It's one of their like flagship titles. They don't have a game even announced yet, and they lay off people. So I can see that, understand, like meeting ends meet, but that cuts a team maybe in half or like to a quarter of what they used to be.
Yeah, and bear again, in mind we don't know if they're going to announce anything at E3 or not. So, you know,
Santa Monica was like the umbrella for
a bunch of other devs.
Like indie developers as well that they were kind of taking under their wing.
Oh,
that's
really?
Where they went. And yeah, I suppose you could, you know, postulate that, you know, with them closing Santa Monica, maybe it was because, you know, they've brought in all these other
Evolution.
Indie developers or something like that.
I don't think they're putting really all their backing in indie at all.
Right.
I mean, no, like a lot of the indie, like even now, a lot of the stuff that was going to be just on PS4 isn't anymore. Mm-hmm. So I don't think they're internally focusing on indie stuff because, first of all, that wouldn't make it indie anymore if they're under the Sony umbrella. That would
That
would totally get rid of the whole indie thing. And I don't think they're going to take away anything from the exclusives that they know will sell, especially console.
Yeah.
And I think that the people are misrepresenting what is actually happening with indies. I don't think Sony's really relying or focusing on indies.
They're just,
they're just letting them do their thing. So if they want to develop something and put it out on Sony's PSN, on the PSN store, you know, have at it. That's the way you're looking at it.
It's so really it's, no skin off their back, and it just does nothing but good for them.
Exactly. There's no reason for them not to do it. You know,
somebody put it really good on Twitter today. Because it's only been a year. They said last E3 was them showing the guns. This year at E3 is going to be showing the bullets, like what the ammunition. And I think that's that. I think this year E3 is going to show a lot of what Sony and MS has to offer.
Yeah, I agree.
Fucking
with that.
VR, agree with man. That. Yeah.
God willing, it won't be.
I can't wait.
All right, he has a little bit more here. He says, "Is this good or bad?" I think we kind of touched on all of that already. I'm not too worried about it right now. Sony will have something for us at E3. I'm sure. And is there something here? Is there something here that Nintendo could learn from to improve their current situation? Don't put a underpowered console out for a higher price. That's the way I'm looking at it. They focus so much on this controller and nobody's using it for anything. That makes it worth it. So, yeah, I just don't. I mean, I think that's the big problem right there. That nobody they have this really cool idea for a controller, but they're not, you know, nobody's doing it.
I read an article earlier today that the Wii U has now lasted as long as the Dreamcast did.
Are you serious? They're at that point.
They're at that point.
Wow.
And they're not going anywhere anytime soon. But I mean, I think a lot of us look back at the Dreamcast pretty fondly, right? They had a pretty good lineup of games.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
And I want to say
very
likely
that we will do the same thing with the Wii U, but you know, I think the difference is that I'm pretty sure that all of us rushed out to get a Dreamcast pretty early on. But,
very true.
Yeah, especially considering the price, because it was $199 when it came out, if I remember right.
It was $199. Right. Yeah.
So you know,
we might have a little Nintendo Wii fatigue. That's true. That's understandable.
I think we're done with waggling.
But man, I gotta say, if they had killed that system off today. You know, there's a good library there. There really is, you know, especially with the first party stuff. I think we'd be, I don't know, looking back at
if
the
it was,
Wii U
if it
a little
was cheaper,
more fondly.
I think, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like still $250, isn't it?
Still 300.
Still 300. Fuck, there you go.
Well, like I did see an article that said that there's hints that there's going to be a Mario Kart 8 pack that's going to be 300. So.
Either way, it's $99 cheaper than a PS4, which is ridiculous when you think about power and specs and how much it's sold. Like, developers can't even do the whole, we're going to put a game out on the Wii U to fund our bigger gen games or, you know, bigger budget games, because they can't. By next month, Xbox One's going to surpass the Wii U. Sony already has. And now it's going to be like, well, fuck, now it's going to actually cost us money to port this to the Wii U because no one's going to fucking buy it. They already canceled a bunch of, all the DLC for Origin, Batman Origin. They threw that out the window. Like, yeah, you know what? Not worth it. No one bought it on the Wii U. So
nobody gives a fuck because Amazing Spider-Man 2 is coming out on the Wii U.
Well, that is coming out on the Wii U, yes. When that comes out.
That's the system seller right there.
That shit's the panty remover for system sales. Right? That's just going to fly off the shelves. Yeah, Nintendo just got it. I don't know. They need to go back to... I don't even know what they have to go back to at this point. I mean, there's a lot of people screaming like, Nintendo's still awesome. Yeah, the first party shit is, but I think they kind of lost touch with the grand scheme.
They're not willing to take a hit. So
there's so much things they're doing wrong. Like, even with Sony, Sony's doing the whole cross-buy and if you download the game here, you can download it here. On Nintendo stuff, if you download it on the Wii, you still have to re-download it and pay on the Wii U and on the 3DS and on the DS. Like, they're just doing so many things that are, ass backwards compared to what other guys are doing, and they just don't really get
it. Yep. I think it's a different mode of thinking. You know, they're just not really in that frame of mind.
They've been doing their own thing for, you know, umpteen million years, and the market's, so saturated right now that it's biting them in the ass. Like, they could afford to do it back then, you know, when, the Genesis was the only
when they're on top.
Competitor.
Yeah, exactly. You know? With the only competitor,
But I mean, since then, things have evolved so much. It's like, I don't know. You guys somebody's got to kick them in the ass. But
what did Sony do when Xbox came out? They came out with Xbox Live. Sony came out and said, we don't believe in online game. When they realized, shit, people like this, they fucking got online into the PS3 and made it free and all this stuff. What does Nintendo do? I guess we'll finally add in online, but make it so ridiculously archaic to get into a game. You can have like
it's still that
fucking
way.
30 number digit thing to add friends. Like,
and it's
oh my
and it's
God.
Still that way. You yeah, know, it's been like still 8 years. It's still hard to deal with. Like the from what I understand on the Wii U, it's hard to deal with their online system.
They seem stubborn. Like we do not want to follow the lead. Absolutely. We want to be the leader, even though you're the third horse in that race. It's like, come on, you have to start doing stuff. Do stuff to catch up, and then add in your shit that you want to do on your own to see if you can push it forward. But until they get that mentality out of their head,
I hate to say it, but they need to get to a point where they allow the 3DS to, you know, buffer a loss that they're going to take on a new console. Can compete.
Yeah.
I mean, they need to put out a new console that competes and make it cheap.
They need to pull a Sega. And I know it killed Sega, but the Saturn didn't last long. They kind of, as much as they rushed the Dreamcast out, which is really a rush, but it was awesome. When the Dreamcast came out, it was awesome tech. They could do the same thing now, and they have a shitload of money. They're not Sega. Sega did not have a lot of money when they did that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah. And you know, Sega just had the inconvenient truth of having Sony coming up a year or so behind them.
Mm-hmm.
And they just basically increased every spec that was on that sheet, you know?
Yeah.
So, and they sold it for $100 more, and they still did better.
Yeah, based on Virtual Fucking Fighter, and that's the irony of it all.
Yeah.
They were going to make it based on 2D, and they saw Virtual Fighter. It's like, you know what? 3D is the way to go.
Yeah, that was a Saturn, shit.
Yep. Yeah,
that was a Saturn.
Battle Arena Toshinden!
I know.
What? As much as that game was terrible, that game looks so much better than Virtual Fighter.
It really did. Yeah. It really did. Oh, man.
Game was terrible.
It was terrible.
Anyway.
And they made like 4 of them. I just don't know.
Yeah, they really did. Yeah.
All right, let's do some Indus questions, Jeff.
Okay, cool. All to emails.
Mm-hmm.
All right, our first Indus question comes from... How the hell did it switch over to my account? One.
Okay. I'm not going anywhere.
Okay. First one comes from the Sautobot, Husao, Mr. Scott Sauer.
Yo.
Not so much a question. He just said, how could you forget about Dragon's Love Tacos? I think he's talking to Chris.
Did you get that package yet?
Chris? No, it did not come.
Oh, fuck. All right.
I'm guessing that's when Jason reminded Chris.
Yeah,
and Chris like, oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. Way to go, Chris.
Something's wrong.
I know, I'm a jerk store.
So Robbie, he writes in with a few, actually.
Hi.
With the release of the Fire TV, my question is, what would it take for a new player to enter the gaming stage with the big three?
No.
A console that can compete.
Yeah, a console that
not an Android console. How about that?
Yeah, you know? And it's not even their big thing. It's like a bullet point. What gaming is to the Fire TV, what not even what indie games is to the PS4, actually. I think that's even higher on the PS4 list. It's like I don't even know. What backwards compatibility is on the PS4.
Which is not there yet, so.
They don't really, it's like the last thing on there. I don't think it can compete at all with the big three.
Yeah, just because Amazon's name is behind it doesn't mean that it's going to be able to compete.
No,
I think right now, honestly, it's kind of the big two. I'd hate to say it, but
yeah,
you know,
for actual console.
Unless they can unless someone could put out something that's competitive graphics wise, because let's face it, this shit's all about power, you know, it's about power and price. And if you can't compete in those two in those two areas, you know, it's just not going to work out.
Yep. We mentioned earlier sales of the PS4 and Xbox One show that people were ready for a more powerful machine. And as long as the price is right,
yeah,
and the Wii U is not selling, this is kind of not that at all. It's just kind of...
Yeah, when you think about it, the PS, the Wii U is basically the most expensive previous gen console. I mean, that's what it boils down to.
Mario Kart 8, yay!
He says, what do you think would sweeten the deal to get more people to buy the PS Vita? More AAA games, price drop, etc.
That's a really tough market to break into, because you know,
better analog sticks.
I don't mind those analog sticks, to be honest with you. They're not great, but they're definitely better than the
serviceable.
They're serviceable.
Oh, definitely better than that.
But in reality, Nintendo owns that space, and it's unless you are willing to accept shovelware, like in multiple cases, I mean, I think that's really part of it is like they don't have enough games coming out for Vita, and it's not AAA games that are selling it. It's these kids games.
Killzone didn't sell at all.
Killzone didn't sell at all, and that game was awesome. It's these kids games that people just continue to buy.
That's Nintendo games too.
Yeah, Nintendo games too.
And Sony, as much as people like Sony franchises, they are not Nintendo franchises. And there's only been one big one. That Uncharted is the only one that's hit there. There's no Infamous, no God of War, no Gran Turismo. Like all those big ones are not there yet.
And I'll be honest with you.
And they're probably not coming.
I loved Gravity Rush, but I feel like that Gravity Rush is a game that I want to play on my PlayStation 4.
Yeah, even Gravity Rush is still not a game that's not the same equivalent. Like people see Mario Kart, Mario 3D World, Zelda, all the stuff that they know, and they look at the Vita and they go, Gravity Rush. Sure.
Yeah, I mean that's the thing. It's the people that are buying the Vita are the very core gamers that want that type of experience. And it's also PS4 owners now. So, I mean, I think that what they're doing is the right thing to do for selling Vitas, and that is, you know, integrate it as much as you can into the PS4.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing a great job with that. So, but, you know, it's still going to be, you know, limited to that audience, though.
The Vita did see a spike in MPDs because of Final Fantasy.
Oh,
no, because of Final Fantasy.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. But it sold 5,000. Units in March. So there you go.
I'll tell you what would really push me over the edge, actually, is if they had like full backwards compatibility, like, you know, the full PS2, full PS1 library available on Vita.
At like a service fee?
Yeah.
See, but the Vita is not powerful enough to emulate the PS2.
But it's powerful enough to
emulate it.
Not straight up emulate it, but I mean, it's doing like most of the PS3's work. What are you talking about? It can't do PS2.
But emulation is different.
It's a lot.
Emulation is a lot harder to do because you're emulating hardware with software.
I understand the technical limitations, but...
Okay. That's what I'm getting at.
Okay.
Well, right. The PS3 can't emulate PS2, and the PS3 is more powerful than the Vita.
What?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The PS3 can't do PS2 games? What about
The PS3... The current PS3 cannot emulate PS2 games.
Yes, because of hardware limitations, but you know, the original like 60 fat or whatever.
Yeah, because it had the hardware in there.
Right.
That's
right.
Different. Okay. The Vita does not have that option.
And that was like a streaming thing, like the PlayStation Now.
Right. They could do the PlayStation Now.
All right. So
PS1 could emulate PS I'm sorry, PS Vita can emulate PS1, but PS2 is not powerful enough to emulate PS2.
Yeah, that's not to say a PS2 game couldn't be made for Vita.
So there,
just emulated.
So there are no like PS2 games available to play on the Vita. Is that correct?
No, I don't. I honestly don't know if that's true or not. But the ones that come out on PS3 are basically remade for PS3's hardware.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know that the PS1 is. Yeah, I can't think of any PS2 games that you can play on the Vita. Shit.
I can't think of any.
Either way. If they made that all available, that would be super enticing to me.
Yeah.
Well, you already have a Vita, though.
I do. I'm just, you know.
What about the new people, though? What do people want?
Yeah.
I don't think they want a handheld, actually, except for... Like, I don't even think, like, they could put out...
They want fucking Pokemon and...
That's yeah, exactly. They they could put out a fucking console that Sony and Microsoft come together and be like, you know what? Let's make a handheld console. It only competes with Nintendo. We're gonna put Halo on there. We're gonna put fucking God of War. We're gonna put Gran Turismo.
It still wouldn't do well.
I still don't think it would do well.
No,
just because I just don't think this caters to.
Yeah, I mean, Sony already sees that. It already kind of sees what it's got to do to get an audience on the Vita, and that I think that's why you're seeing like the Vita Pets that's supposed to be coming out. I don't know if that was April Fool's or not, but was that an April Fool's thing? I don't think it was, but you know. That's the kind of shit that has to happen.
Nintendogs is what set off the DS originally. Because the DS didn't get off to a good start at all. But then when Nintendogs and shit, people saw that. It was like, holy shit, this is really cute. It's like a kid Tamagotchi with like a little puppy.
I'll be honest, I don't need a AAA experience on my Vita. Like,
Neither do I.
I don't need, you know.
Yeah, I just need a fun, bite-sized experience. And that's exactly what I'm getting from Sonic Transform right now.
Yeah.
So.
Sonic is AAA as fuck. Take that back.
I will not deny that. It is fucking fun as hell, man. I'm not gonna, you know, I think it's awesome. So.
Michael Harris says, "Dear Innis Questions, why is Unistrike so freaking godlike, winky face?"
You know what?
It's because he's tall and sexy.
Yeah, that's part of it. That's a small part of it. It's not the whole picture. It's not the whole story. And I have no idea what the whole story is. I don't think he's sexy. I don't think he's godlike. I think it's all a bunch of fucking bullshit.
You think you're saying you're a fraud? Is that what you're saying?
Me? Who's... Oh, the, yeah. Saying sexy always dog, talking yeah. about me. Oh, yeah, oh no, no, I'm godlike as fuck. Okay. I don't know why, and I don't need to explain it. So there.
There you go. Wow, we have a girl writing in. Weird.
What? Boobs.
Lysa Oestricher. She is Oddbit on the Twitters.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Nope. She says,
Lysa.
What is your name? What is your quest?
To find the Holy Grail.
Are you serious?
And what is your favorite color?
Red.
Yellow. I mean blue. We don't have to answer that.
No, either. That's
super just
dumb.
A Monty Python.
That's a stupid question.
She just smiled. I love you.
Jay's like, hold on a second. Oh, here is a beating her. Vitamin Amy.
Hi.
Friend of ours writes in.
She's awesome.
Often.
Real woman.
She says, poof. You are now pixels. What video game universe would you want to live in?
Castlevania.
So we're talking pixels. We're not talking like polygon. Yeah.
Mick Pixel. I want to. Flaming Shoryuken, a bear.
Ah.
Yeah. McPixel. So
Castlevania or Phantasy Star? Pick one. I'm good.
I want to say Strider, but that'd just be boring going through the same levels over and over. Golden Axe. I'm going to go with Golden Axe.
Golden Axe. Speaking of same levels over and over again.
Yeah, I know, but they seem more diverse. Something like, wow, we have terrible answers, Amy. I'm sorry.
I liked mine.
I liked mine, too. You have terrible answer, maybe.
Yeah, that's why you have to worry about vampires, jerk wolves all the time.
Medusa heads.
Medusa
yeah,
heads.
Oh, my God.
Fuck
and
those
they
things.
Spawn yeah. Again, yeah.
Enjoy your life, Chris, as a
fuck
pixel.
It, I go Link to the Past. At least there's kind of like an open worldish thing. People seem kind of happy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
And chickens. Yeah.
And lots of chickens.
Fuck chickens.
Mexican Chris Vaxmonsky writes in.
Hi.
His pig pen RR. He says, favorite part of a woman or a man in Jeff's case?
Hmm.
I think we've talked about this before.
I'll let Jeff answer that.
My favorite part of a man is whichever one is in your mom's vagina. So that would be mine.
Not bad.
I am a butt guy. I like butts.
I was just talking about this with my wife earlier. I am totally in love with her eyes. Like one. Nah, seriously. We were taking a road trip one time, and I, for whatever reason, I had like direct line of sight to her eyeballs. From the rear
view
mirror.
You look at her.
And I just stared at her eyes for like 2-3 hours, and I melted.
Crashed.
Yep, totally fell in love. Her eyes are amazing. I love them so much.
Aw, nice. I think I'm not like when there's a really good set of eyes that really catches my attention, but it's like, that's kind of rare. I'm a boob guy. As much as I try to deny it, and Connie's like, you're totally a boob guy. I'm like, not totally a boob guy.
You are totally a boob guy.
Tits are great, yeah. I mean,
they're fucking awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's a different question, though, I think.
What?
Like, what body part are you most attracted to? That's one question.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we're talking about what's the first thing you notice about a woman, that's a different question.
But Pigpen said, what's your favorite part of?
Part. Right. Well, yeah.
I'm going to stick with butt, but I will say that the first thing I ever noticed about my wife was her eyes.
And the butt.
But there's a good reason for that, and you guys have seen my wife's eyes, so she had that Well, she had melanoma in her eye, so there you go.
Oh, melanoma is super sexy, I gotta say.
No, I mean, she just had that brown fleck, and it was the first thing I ever noticed about her. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's all the end of the question.
Cool. All right, let's do question of the week and get out of here then.
Okay.
All right. Jeff, you're the one who put this together. Well, Jason, no, Jason thought of it, but you put the wording together, so why don't you do it? Or should I try and fumble
Jason
around
Jason, because he was talking about whole, like, genre fatigue or, like, obsession, because kind of goes through each one. So we're going to say, do you guys ever go through, like, genre fatigue or obsession? Either or both? You know, you play something, like, a certain genre, like, you're all of a sudden, oh, I fucking love character action games. All of a sudden, I hate them. Or fighting games, I hate them now.
And
what kind of
thing makes you go through that?
Yeah, what yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's kind
which
of
which one like. Turns you off, which one turns you on? The tits, the eyes, or the legs of the genre.
Or the vagina. All right.
Of the vagina,
to answer the question of the week.
Pretty sure there's no tits, eyes, and legs in a vagina, but
answer the question of the week. Send us an email. That address is email at interactivedistractions.com. Send us a voicemail as well.
Fucking gorgeous.
That number is, what's the number? 706-760-4337.
Who is he
staring at the leg of vagina? I don't know where.
You can find us on Vagina Book. We're Interactive Distractions. Search for us and we'll find us. We're on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast. You can find us individually as well. We are Indus Chris, Unistrike, and Indus Geo.
G-E-O-F.
Facebook, Google Plus, Steam, and Stitcher. We are Interactive Distractions. Search for us and you'll find us. And we are also on Retroids. So come on over there and join the community and chat with us. We'd like that.
Okay.
Okay. That's all I have. Do you guys have anything else before we wrap up?
I don't think so.
No way. Yeah, nothing. I'm sorry.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you guys very much for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes or Stitcher, please leave us a review. We'd appreciate that as well. So until next time, my name is Chris.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Jeff.
Play your games, vagina, and we'll talk to you next week.